USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Afghanistan. President Biden remained on vacation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement on Saturday, quote, "The president is to be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and the actions he has taken," end quote. Looking like the Vietnam withdrawal of 1975, a handful of people have been killed Monday at the airport trying to escape Afghanistan. The Biden administration says the intelligence community is to blame. Democrat representative from California, Jackie Speier, on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior Al-Qaeda operatives. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Let's get a COVID-19 update with Dan Araki.
The spread of the Delta variant has led to a rise in COVID cases in the U.S. The country is averaging about 129,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes the current pace could be sustained for at least another month. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC News how the current uptick is spreading from its beginnings in the South.
We're now seeing in the Southeast, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Illinois all start to take off. We're seeing in the Northwest in states like Oregon and Washington. We're even seeing in the Midwest increases. So even if this increase that we're seeing in the Southern Sunbelt states, which has been dramatic, we're at 83,000 hospitalizations today. A month ago, we were at about 25,000. So it gives you a sense of what's happened just in the last month. And if these other states take off, then I think this surge could sustain itself for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Taliban in Afghanistan declared Monday the war is over. With their victory over the United States-backed government, some Gold Star families in the United States feel betrayed by our government. Amanda Ballard on Fox News Monday.
The worst tragedy in my lifetime besides receiving my son at an airport in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, a flag coming down, I just remember my son and so many others saying that was their hope that things were going to get better, and it's not. We go from a country that was having flags flown every day and standing beside each other, no matter your race, your color, your creed, your religion, to Vietnam all over again, where they're wanting to spit in the soldier's face and, you know, yell at their families for standing tall and standing proud for them. This is not the America that my son fought and died for, and it's not the one that I want my grandchildren coming up in.
Billy Vaughn, the father of a fallen Navy SEAL.
We've had generals and admirals, one in particular, General Admiral Robert Harward, who said we want to win their hearts and minds, and how does it look like that's working out in Kabul right now? I'm telling you, it's an American tragedy. It is a shame on the American government, on the leadership of the American military, and the thing is they move on to better jobs while the rest of the country who's lost loved ones and the American citizens have been betrayed, and we deal with the carnage. And the Afghan people have been betrayed just like American citizens, and American citizens need to band together, hold this government accountable.
I'm Lance Pry. USA Radio News.